I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 20th, 2020. Jonathan Carter has been elected the new Debian project leader. Carter easily beat out his rivals through Debian's labyrinthine voting system and will take over from Sam Hartman when his term ends tomorrow. While the other two candidates in the election stood on largely single-issue platforms, Carter's prospectus was more wide-ranging and also more traditionally typical for holders of the role, with a focus on helping developers maintain the technical excellence of the Debian project. Our congratulations and best wishes go out to Jonathan on his appointment. The Tor project has permanently laid off over a third of its staff. In a blog post making the announcement, the organization attempted to link its decision to let 13 employees go to the ongoing global health crisis. The project currently spends around 80% of its annual $5 million budget on staffing costs, and last year raised more from individual donors than it ever had previously. However, the project is still heavily reliant on corporate and government sources for funding, and the fact that it's failed to disclose who has withdrawn their support has raised many eyebrows as to the actual decision to lay off such a large proportion of its workforce. Facebook has launched a live streaming gaming app for Android. The company had planned to release its new mobile app in July, but brought the launch forwards to take advantage of the current boom that gaming is seeing, with many people currently unable to leave their homes. Facebook hopes that its app will take some of the live streaming market share away from YouTube and Twitch, and it's available right now for Android, with an iOS version due to appear shortly, pending approval from Apple. In other Android news, a Portugal-based independent app store has been hacked. Aptoide currently boasts over 150 million users worldwide and has now admitted to a breach that saw its user database compromised. Although the organization is downplaying the severity of the incident, reporting from ZDNet suggests that tens of millions of users' details are now available online. While the passwords exposed by the breach were all encrypted, comments from Aptoide suggest that they didn't use salting, making them easier to decrypt, and possibly causing an issue for anyone reusing the same password on another website. Finally today, the KDE.org homepage has had a makeover. The new design does away with the headline carousel and has moved other elements around to create a more modern and spacious feel. The reworked page also strongly highlights the community aspect of the KDE project and clearly looks to have been designed to help encourage the onboarding of new contributors. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/146. We'll be back on Wednesday.